Just for that, you don't get this egg. Here, Pete. Giddy, 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 giddy.
In a flash, Pete was there. I mean, when it comes to freeloading, he has amazing speed. He gave me a surly grin and went through the gate and started eating my egg. That really hurt. Sally Mae gave Kitty Kitty a nice motherly smile. Then she turned a cold glare on me.
And besides being a bully, you smell awful.
How could she say that? I had just taken a bath, shampooed the whole nine yards. I mean, a guy can't spend his whole life taking a bath. He's got to get out sometime, and when he does, it's just natural that he picks up a few of the smells of the earth. And besides that, I knew for a fact that Pete hadn't taken a bath in years. He hated water even more than Drover did. And he had dandruff, too. You could see it all over him. Looked like he'd been out in a snowstorm. What kind of justice do you have when a dog that takes a bath every day and sometimes two or three times a day gets accused of smelling bad, and a rinky-dink cat... Ah, well. Pete was chewing my egg, and every now and then he'd turn his eyes toward me and give me a grin. Let me tell you, it took tremendous self-discipline for me to sit there and watch when all of my savage instincts were urging me to tear down the fence and pulverize that cat. Sally Mae went back into the house. I should have left right there, just walked away and tried to forget the whole thing. But I didn't. Pete had laid down in front of the plate. I mean, he was too lazy to stand up and eat. He was purring and flicking the end of his tail back and forth and chewing every bite 23 times. I found myself growling. Just couldn't help it. His head came up.
Oh, you hungry, Hanky? You'd like this egg. It just melts in your mouth.
No thanks. I got better things to do. That was the truth. I did. But dang me, I stayed there. Pete shrugged and went on eating. I watched, and before I knew it, I was drooling at the mouth. Pete got up, took a big stretch, and ambled over to where I was. He started rubbing against the fence. He was so close, I could have snatched him bald-headed, which I wanted to do very sincerely, only there was a wire fence between us.
I'm not sure I can eat all this egg. I'm stuffed. You want the rest of it, Hanky?
I should have said no. I mean, a guy has his pride and everything.